Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
After 10 years in a circuitous route that led from the insurance commissioner's office through the courts to the legislature, then back to the insurance commissioner's office, and finally back to the legislature, it appears that Montana will finally recognize health sharing ministries in Montana law. Thousands of Montanans, my family included, use Christian health sharing ministries as their primary means of covering health care costs. Unlike traditional health insurance, sharing ministries allow people with a similar set of beliefs to band together to share each other's expenses. In a very real sense, bearing one another's burdens. These groups are not regulated by state insurance laws, and there's no guarantee that any health care expense will be reimbursed. That said, the concept has worked so well for so long that several health sharing ministries were grandfathered into Obamacare, and their members are exempt from the mandate to purchase traditional health insurance. The challenge in Montana began in 2007 when a Kalispell pastor filed a lawsuit against Christian Care MediShare when they refused to reimburse him for treatment of a previous undisclosed heart condition. A district court judge found that MediShare was selling insurance without a license, and then Insurance Commissioner John Morrison banned them from the state. A bill was introduced in 2011 that would have clarified that health sharing ministries are not health insurance and they are allowed to operate in Montana without being regulated. That bill passed both the House and Senate and was subsequently vetoed by Governor Schweitzer. In 2017, then Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale issued a letter that allowed MediShare back into the state. Meanwhile, other sharing ministries like Samaritans and Christian Healthcare Ministries had been operating all along. The problem was that they were operating in a gray area, and clarification under the law was still needed. Back in January, when the legislature convened, State Senator Tom McGilvray introduced Senate Bill 149 to make clear once and for all that healthcare sharing ministries can legally operate in Montana and that they are not health insurance and as such are not subject to regulation by the state insurance commissioner. The bill easily passed the Senate, then ran into a roadblock in the House. It was strongly supported by the current insurance commissioner, Troy Downing, who said it was necessary because some sharing ministries in recent years have partnered with insurance companies and are acting more like traditional insurance companies. He said a bright line needs to be drawn to protect traditional healthcare sharing ministries which do not partner with insurance companies. He also made clear that his office would regulate those hybrid ministries that are in effect quasi-insurance companies and said that House Bill 149 was needed to keep real healthcare sharing ministries from being caught up in the fray. As predicted, lobbyists for the quasi-sharing ministries descended on the Capitol and tried to kill the bill. Given the fact that their high commissions and high overhead were in jeopardy, 30% versus 5% for traditional sharing ministries, they were determined not to allow their cash cow to be gored. In the end, compromise language was drafted, and the bill came out of the committee on a 10-9 vote. It then cleared second reading in the House on a 68-31 party line vote. It's important to note there are still good players in the sharing ministry space. Samaritan Ministries and Christian Healthcare Sharing Ministries are two examples. As for some of the others, the old adage still holds true, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.